Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. It's so good to be together again. Glory to God on the second Sunday of June, 2021. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. And we have our dear Pastor Mom who's going to open us up in a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yes, the Holy Ghost, let us feed us the word that we may have, and let us be with us and stand by us. Hold us in the house out of hand. Lord, please know that you are the one that helps us and lead us along the way, Lord.
Thank you.
Help us and take care of take us all the way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And bless our President of the United States, Lord.
Yes.
And lead us along the way. We can't do without you, Lord. We need you all the way, Lord. And we thank you and praise your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise God for that prayer, Pastor Mom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to our scripture for today. We're going to read Psalm 100 today, the entire Psalm, verses 1 through 5. Amen. Psalm 100. If you were on Psalm 95, just go over 5. You'll be at Psalm 100. Hallelujah. And we're going to read the entire Psalm 100 together. Then we'll still go to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, and we'll open a line so we can bless the Lord, tell him who he is, A, B, C. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 100, let's read together. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. And bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Praise God. Praise God. Excuse me there. Okay, let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. So we're going to magnify the Lord. We're going to exalt his name together. So we're opening up the lines here. We'll just open them up one by one. And those of you who have been with us for a while know that we're going to say who the Lord is to us, and we go through the ABCs. Amen. So you can choose three alphabets. Amen. And tell the Lord who he is. Glory to God. If you get excited, which you just might, you might have to say about three or four per alphabet, but it's okay. Amen. Just let's magnify the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Let's start with Minister Rachel and family. So good to see all of you here today. Amen. Minister Rachel and family.
He's our all in all. Hallelujah.
Amen. Say it again.
The Lord's hero.
God is my hero.
He said God is his hero, and then he ran. Malachi.
Amen. Malachi. Wow, his voice is getting deeper.
Come here, Gabrielle, real quick.
God is my miracle in my life.
Say it again.
I'm not hearing her.
God is my miracle in my life.
Okay. God is my miracle in my life. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. God is, you got all in all. Amen. And our hero. Praise mm-hmm. God. All right. Thank you all.
Well,
amen. Yeah. We're going to go to Sister Debbie, then we have Minister Carrie, Pastor Mark, Pastor Price, and Dr. Lorraine. Praise God. All right, here we go. Sister Debbie.
Good morning. God is my comforter,
good morning.
My peace, and my strength.
Hallelujah.
Good morning.
My peace. Amen. Good morning. My peace and my strength. Thank you. Praise God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Carey.
Good morning. The Lord is all our all-sufficient one. He's our banner, and he's our creator and our comforter.
Amen. Hallelujah. You went straight ABC. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. And I hope you guys are doing like me, just, you know, collecting. Got you a list, and you're collecting who the Lord is. And I am remiss here. I should have started with Pastor Mom. Mm. Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Okay, who is the Lord?
Who is the Lord? The Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
The Lord is our
righteousness. Amen.
Uh-huh. And the Lord is our peace.
Amen.
The Lord is our soul.
Amen.
And the Lord is our hope.
Amen. That's good. That's good.
And the Lord is our soul. Yeah.
Our sword and shield. Praise God, Pastor Mom. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. And let's go to Pastor Mark.
I'm on my case still. The Lord is my keeper. He's my king. He's my kinsman redeemer. He's the King of Kings. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Stay on that K. That's a good thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, good to see you this morning after such a big celebration last week.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good morning, Apostle and Pastor Mom and every one of the saints in your respective places. I like 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 30 because it has a W, two R's, and an S. The Lord is my wisdom, my righteousness, my redemption, and my sanctification. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Price. Amen. And we have a scripture reference. Say that scripture again.
1 Corinthians 1 and verse 30.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 30. Hallelujah. We've got to add that to our collection. Hallelujah. So we can have a great collection of who the Lord is to us. Thank you, Pastor Price.
You're welcome. God bless.
Amen. God bless you, too. Good morning, Pastor Lorraine.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
First off, I'm not in any alphabetical order. I just, whatever struck my heart, number one, he is
go
the
right
joy
ahead.
And rejoicing of my heart. And
amen.
Number two, he is the keeper of my soul. Number three, he supplies all above everything I can think or even imagine.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to add all that to ours too. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. So good to hear you this morning, Pastor Lorraine. Amen. All right. So I'm going to say mine today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is my righteousness, my redeemer, and Lord, you are strong and mighty God. You are the Son of the Highest. You are the Lord, our shepherd. You are the truth. Hallelujah. And you are the victorious Lord. Amen. 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 So let's say some together here. I'm going to say it, and then you all repeat after me. Lord, you are our strong creator.
Lord, you are my strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the Lord my God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord
my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord my righteousness.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord my Father.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord my
light.
You are the Lord my life.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God who forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Well, Pastor Catherine, I didn't mean to skip over you, but okay. I thought you were in the other church service.
The Lord is Alpha and Omega.
Amen.
The Lord is my comforter.
Hallelujah.
He's my good shepherd.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And if we did this all day long, every one of us, for the rest of our life, we still wouldn't cover all that he is. So we just thank God for every part of himself, hallelujah, that he reveals to us continually. Amen. Let's go to our declarations today. Hallelujah. We're going to keep declaring because it's so important to declare and to decree a thing. According to Job 22 and 28, the word of God says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Amen. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. I love that. And even the declaring and the decreeing. I know that things have happened and changed in my life because of these decrees that we've been saying. And so the Lord has us to continue to say them and then to even be aware. Keep our eyes open how God works on our behalf because what we have decreed has been established and his light is shining upon it. And then I have to say, you know, the grass is looking real good right now. You got to mow that grass once a week, but there's going to come a time when the grass will wither. And the flowers are looking so beautiful now, but they're going to fade. Hallelujah. But the word of our God stands forever. Amen. So repeat after me these declarations. And I just want to encourage you all, even the declarations, even the prayer for finances, when things begin to, you begin to be aware of what God is doing in your life, as a result of these declarations and even when we get to the finances, let us know about it. Give us a testimony. You know, shout out loud and say what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Amen. Amen. So let's do a declaration or several declarations today. So repeat after me. The Spirit of Truth, comes to me. Teaches me all things, and he guides me into all truth. Therefore, I confess I have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance that I come up against. For I ask for the wisdom of God. Now, I'm going to give a brief testimony on this. We had to get some special equipment for Pastor Mom lately, and the doctor ordered it, and his person who does referrals to make sure that our insurance pays for it went through the process. And when she went through the process, she said, well, it looks like you guys are going to have to pay for this equipment if you want it. And the Lord said to me, go back and talk to the people, talk to the mom's insurance company, escalate if you need to, and, you know, just don't leave it like it is right now, because this piece of equipment was going to cost some money and reoccurring costs as well. And so by the Spirit of the Lord, leading me in a direction, I'll give you the bottom line to it. The insurance company is going to pay for it now, and they're going to pay 80% of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Lord was like, continue to pursue this. Don't just let it drop. Don't just spend your money on it when the insurance company should be paying for it. So he'll give us that wisdom. He'll give us perfect knowledge. I've never gone through a situation like this, but God, hallelujah. Okay, another declaration. Repeat after me. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly
in
the name of Jesus.
Every organ
and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the scriptures that go along with that is Galatians 3:13. Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Amen. And those other, the other declaration we did before was John, the scriptures were John 16:13 and James 1:5. Amen. And we're going to do one more declaration. But, you know, keep these in the forefront of your mind. When we say them, things are happening. Things are being established for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, repeat after me. God is on my side.
God is
with me now.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
Who can be against me?
He has given me,
everything I need
for life and godliness.
Therefore,
I participate in his divine nature of love. Amen. Amen. Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, 2 Peter 1:3-4. So, I mean, we can, as we go through things and it looks like people are trying to come against us, we know that God is on our side. Hallelujah. And he's going to help us with whatever we are going through. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We participate in his divine nature of love. Glory to God. Let's have a time of praise and worship now. We want to praise him. Glory to God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he will do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this was a song that it was on my heart last week. It's on my heart this week. So I'm going to go ahead and play it. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is.
Yes,
he is. Amen.
Oh, on time.
Hallelujah. You know, that's a song for all of us who've been waiting for quite a while. And we like, God, when? When, God, when? Really, when? So I played that for myself, and I pray that it was a blessing for others as well who are saying, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe you. But can you tell me when? And hallelujah, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. And what I've seen in the past, I'm testifying myself to help myself, is that anything that looked like it's delayed does not mean that it's denied. It's just that he wants to get the maximum glory out of this thing. Amen. So if he does it real quick, you know, he'll get some glory out of it. But he wants to get some of glory out of it, that it not only impacts our lives, but those around us who are seeing us waiting on the Lord, hallelujah, who seeing us packing up boxes, hallelujah, preparing for when God says go, and then we're ready to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, now it's our time for giving, and I want to say again that when you have some giving testimonies, we've had a few of them, those giving testimonies. When we gave, we not only have a few, we have a lot. But, you know, you can feel free to share those at any time and let us know how God has blessed you in such a great way from your giving. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt that I'm living off my giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord has had me to give. Pastor Mom as well, Pastor Catherine. And we're living off of our giving. I heard someone say, I think just yesterday, of how they invested money in certain things. Certain commodities or whatever, it might have been the cryptocurrencies before they took a little nosedive here, and other stocks and whatever, and they're living off that. They quit their job, and they're living off of the dividends from their investment. And so when we give, it's even greater than that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that he never takes a nosedive. Like our cryptocurrency went from $60,000 a coin down to 30-something thousand. So the Lord does not take a nosedive. Amen. So when we invest in what he's doing, which means our tithes and our offerings, he always comes through. Hallelujah. Not one time, not just two times, but all the time. Praise God. So we're going to have, first of all, let me let you know that there's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. It's through our Cash App, and our Cash App is $ESLCCC. That stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. If you live here in the building, you can come to the door, and that's 2E, and give in that way. You can also give via mail, making your checks payable to ESLCCC. And our address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And I just thank God for each and every one of you, because you've all been giving through all of these three different ways and more. Praise God. And here is, we're going to have Pastor Catherine to lead us in the prayer for finances. Amen.
Well, first of all, I want to give a testimony before I begin.
Okay.
We had a young lady that came by and gave us
thank you.
a bag full of supplies, and most of all of the supplies that she's given us were the things that Mom uses. And then plus she also gave money that we would be able to go and get a couple of dinners. And so today we're eating off of her money today. We went out and bought dinner.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. For today, that we don't have to cook. So we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you so much for just people just coming and just giving. So that's my testimony.
Yeah, and that's the one.
Okay.
And we're going to repeat after you.
Okay.
But I want to say with that, thank you. When I turned it to you, I thought about that for a second.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad you said that. And the list of things that she bought us was so on time. He's an on-time God.
Yes, he is.
And it was as if we had made a list and say, okay, we need this for Mom, we need that for Mom. We didn't even write a list or anything. And so many things she brought in her care package that was just awesome. Hallelujah. That was God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you,
Pastor. Thank you. Lord, I commit my finances to you.
Lord, I commit my finances to you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them for your purpose.
And use them for your purpose.
May I be a good steward of all that you give me.
May I be a good steward of all that you give me.
And walk in total agreement as to how it is to be dispersed.
And walk in total agreement as to how it's to be dispersed.
I pray that I will learn to live a free
a burdensome debt.
Where I have not been wise.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance. Show me how I can help increase. My finance. And not decrease it unwisely. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
I pray that I will find it easy. To give to you and others. As you have instructed in your word. Give me wisdom to handle money wisely. Help me make good decisions as to how it's to be spent. I pray that I will find the perfect balance. Between spending needlessly. And being miserly. Oh, miserly. I'm sorry. May I always be paid well. For the work I do. May my money not be stolen. Lost. Devoured. Destroyed. Or wasted. Multiply it.
Multiply it.
So what I make will go a long way.
So what I make will go a long way.
I pray that I will not be anxious about finance.
I pray that I will not be anxious about finance.
But will seek your kingdom first.
But will seek your kingdom first.
Knowing that as I do.
Knowing that as I do.
I will have all I need.
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just thought of another blessing. Hallelujah. The Lord brought it to my mind. And I pray that, and thank you, Pastor Catherine. And I got to say this. This prayer for finances came from Pastor Catherine over a year ago. She showed us this, and we're like, yes, and the Lord led us to incorporate this. Amen. And so I want to say that yesterday I was asked to speak some ministers in training in New Jersey from the church that I went to in New Jersey. And, you know, I've been gone away for 12 years, but I used to lead the ministers in training and evangelism. And so they asked me to come and to speak to the ministers in training about evangelism yesterday. And I was just happy to do it. You know, I was just blessed to do it. Little did I know that I would get a very nice offering for doing it. Praise God. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just so honored that they would ask me to speak to them. So God, he's an on-time God. And it came to my mind when it says, may I always be paid well for the work that I do. But, you know, that wasn't work to me. That was like sharing my heart and, you know, amen. So I pray that God will bring to your mind, your remembrance, what he is doing. And so that you can give your testimony as well. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for all those who are giving right now, those who are putting together their Cash App, those who are writing checks about to put them in the mail. Lord God, those who even sent money via Cash App on Friday before Sunday came. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who put it in over the weekend. We thank God for that in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for those who are tithing. Your word says that if we do give that 10%, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. Hallelujah. That is too much for us to receive. It's so much. It's an overflow of blessings in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for those who are givers, Lord God, who are giving. Your word says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Thank you for the overflow of giving. Thank you for the overflow of tithing. And then, Lord God, we thank you for Deuteronomy 1:10-11. You said you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. So we receive, Lord God, we receive in the name of Jesus. And then we're open and available to continue to give and keep this flow going. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name, and we all say amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. So this is the second Sunday, and every second Sunday we have Pastor Mom to just bless us on the second Sunday. And Pastor Mom, This has been something that she has always felt by the Spirit of God, that the word speaks for itself, that the word speaks for itself. So we have a really great repeating day today. Pastor Mom is going to read through Psalm 8, Psalm 8, and she's going to take her time and read through it. And we're going to repeat after her as she says each line of Psalm 8. Hallelujah. So go ahead, Pastor Mom.
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
Okay. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
Who has set the
glory
above heaven.
Amen. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. Amen.
Out of the mouth of babes and suckling.
Out of the mouth of babes and suckling.
You have ordained strength because of your
enemy. Amen. Let's repeat. You have ordained strength because of your enemy.
That you might stop the
enemy
and the
avenger. Amen. That you might stop the enemy and the avenger.
When I consider thy heavens.
When I consider thy heavens.
And work of your fingers.
The work of your fingers.
Which you have ordained. What is man that you are
mindful
of him?
What is man that you are mindful of him?
And the son of man that you visit him. For you have made him a little lower than the
angels. A little lower than the angels.
And have crowned him with glory and
honor. And has crowned him with glory and honor.
You have made him to have dominion.
Okay. You have made him to have dominion.
Over the works of your hand.
Over the works of your hand.
You have put all things under his feet.
You have put all things under his feet.
All sheep and oxen.
Yea.
And the beast of the field.
Yea, and the beast of the field.
The flock of the air.
The fowl of the air.
And the fish of the sea.
And the fish of the sea.
And whatsoever. Passes through the paths of the sea. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. And now there is a song by Richard Smallwood, and it's Psalm 8. Hallelujah. And so we're going to hear that. And, you know, as Pastor Mom would say, we're going to just, you know, meditate on the word and let the word speak for itself. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. As I was listening to that, I mean, my heart was just touched by the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope, you know, he touched you as well. And I can recall, I was reading something about this years ago, and in verse 8 it says, "And whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea." Well, there was a man who was a sailor, or he knew about the seas, or you know, and so he never thought, and this is a long time ago, he never thought that there could be paths in the seas. And so he began to do research And he found that under the sea, there are paths under the sea. And, you know, and I think from his research, they realized that there's a path that goes to Australia, and it's under the sea. And if you take your boat on the path, then it will go faster than if you went any other way. And those who have seen what the cartoon Finding Nemo, you ever seen that with your kids or your grandkids or something? There's a path that's underneath the sea that takes you very fast to Australia. So, and there's other paths in the sea. So the word of God is awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he gave the psalmist even that hint and that clue many, many, many years ago. And so we praise God. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Hallelujah. And so as we continue on, those of you who are listening today, if you don't know for sure that Jesus is your Lord and is your Savior, you say, wow, that's pretty cool. How excellent is his name? But you really don't know really how excellent is his name, and you want to know even more about him. We want to give you an opportunity to receive him as your Lord and your Savior. And even those of us who have received him, we're still learning how excellent his name is in all the earth. We're still learning and growing in it. Hallelujah. And so we want to invite you by his Spirit to receive him as your Lord and your Savior. Amen. And I believe most of you who are on the line right now know Jesus as Lord and Savior. So what we want you to do is to be prepared to pray for others so that they can receive Jesus. Hallelujah. And so at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we want to make sure that you're thoroughly trained and ready to pray the prayer of salvation when someone says, what must I do to be saved? When the Instacart person comes to your house and you see something going on with them and the Lord shows you something, and you can lead the Instacart person to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you at the grocery store? Are you out shopping? Are you waiting in a line? Whatever, God wants you to be prepared to lead somebody to Jesus, because times are short. Amen. Amen. So scripture with me, John 3:16. I believe we all know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. So God wants us not to perish, but have everlasting life. Now, you know, if he could tell somebody about the paths of the sea, he can let somebody know the path to heaven. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. And he let us know the path to heaven is to receive Jesus, to believe on what he did. Hallelujah. And then let's go on to Romans 10:9. And it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So he has set out a path for you and for me to receive him as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And yes, we all need to be saved. Amen. We cannot save ourselves. We need to be saved. And he's made a way for us to be saved. And that is to confess with our mouth, which is saying a prayer, making a choice to say a prayer. And believing in our heart is making a choice to believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord and God has raised him from the dead. So repeat this prayer after me. You only have to really say it one time to be saved, but I'm asking you to repeat after me today, and the reason why is so that you can be ready. I was going to say at the drop of a hat, at any point in time, to lead someone else to Jesus, because we don't want anybody to go to hell. We don't want anybody. We want people to be saved. So repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me.
Come into my
heart. Come into my life.
Be my Lord
and be my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Show me your ways and help me to walk in them. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet here on Sundays at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This same phone number, 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. We're not a fancy church. We have no form, fashion, or show. We just do what the Lord says do. Hallelujah. And people get blessed and people know more about who he is. Hallelujah. So we invite you to be a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And we also pray for you that as we commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he will fill you right now, Holy Spirit, and with power. Hallelujah. Power to walk right, power to live right, power to read the word of God and to understand it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he'll give you the power to be able to do that. Glory to God. Well, we just thank the Lord for you right now. And we know that there are other churches. And if he doesn't lead you to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, we know that he will lead you to a Bible-believing church in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. And for those who are learning how to pray for someone to be saved, we thank God for you right now that what you have heard today, you'll hold it in your heart, meditate on it, and let the Lord minister to you as well. Glory to God. And when he opens up a door, when a door opens for him, you'll be ready to be his arms, his legs, and his mouth. Hallelujah. To lead someone to Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you know, Pastor Mom, she's not long-winded. She don't take long. So we're about done for today, but we want to give you an opportunity to say something. Praise God. So if you would like to make a comment, we're going to open up all of the lines. So if you want to make a comment, you want to encourage Pastor Mom, all the lines are open. If you're not going to say anything, we want you to mute your phone. Praise God. Or when you're not speaking, you can mute your phone. So all the lines are open right now. So, Pastor, you want to say something?
Yes.
Okay. Start with Pastor Catherine.
Yes, I just want to thank the Lord so much for Mom this morning for the word. I've just been blessed ever since I walked in yesterday, and she was reading the word, and I said, oh, you feel like even picking up the Bible today, because sometimes she just don't feel well. And I saw her with the Bible in her hand, and she said, well, look at this scripture I'm going to do tomorrow. When she said that, I mean, it was like the Holy Ghost just hit me all over yesterday. How excellent is his name.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I had just come from a conference on yesterday, and I just see how God just moves so much. And he said, you don't have to worry about my word continue on. You don't have to worry about the works of my hand, because I'm doing great things. And I saw all the young people yesterday, and that what reminded me of when I saw when I looked at the word, when Mama was reading the word, And that's Psalms 8 and 3. It says, when I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, and the moons of the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? And God is visiting our children. And I don't care what it looks like. God is, if you're holding our children up in prayer, God is visiting our children right now.
Yes.
And he's visiting them. And we can look at the, if he created the what? If he created the heaven, he created, put the moon in place, put the stars in place. Surely he can take care of everything else that we're going through. And I don't care how long it takes or whatever, God is still an excellent God. How excellent he does things. So I praise God, and I just want to say thank you so much, Mom. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
How excellent. Hallelujah. Is our name.
In all the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Amen. Anyone else? Your lines are open. You can just start talking.
Oh, hi. This is Rachel. I'm just so grateful because y'all said one of my favorite scriptures. I said one of them, which is Psalms 8. I really love that scripture because we can magnify the Lord through that, and that'll get you shouting, just like y'all were shouting just now. So, I love you, Anna. Thank God for Pastor Mom. Love you, Pastor Mom. And everyone, Pastor Catherine, everyone.
Amen. Love you. Love you. And we join with you in faith for your dad who's in the hospital. Lord God, we just lift him up to you right now. Brother Roy, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for touching him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Hallelujah. We thank you for complete healing, health, and wholeness in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for favor as in the hospital, that the doctors and the nurses, the technicians, all who have anything to do with him are being led by the Lord God Almighty in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that when he does come out, he's going to be every whit healed and whole. And we thank you, Lord, for ministering to him even as he's in the bed, in Jesus' name. And then keeping all the children, Lord God, taking care of all the children. Hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. You know what's so wonderful is that all of us was working good together, and how God blessed everything to flow at the hospital, how we all did shifts. I was there yesterday for a while with my brother, and we were doing what God had us to do for my dad. And then my cousins came, and then my sister was already there, both of my sisters. And then later on, my sister and her daughter came, and they took me home. So it flowed good. My brother, he came and picked me up around 1 or 2 something, and we got there, and we arrived, and we stayed here just about, well, he couldn't stay too long. He had to leave a little early. I think it was either 4 something or 5. But my oldest sister, she came. And everything was so peaceful. No one was arguing. I praised God about everything. And we was finding out the symptoms and stuff. Now, my brothers and them told me that his job kept having him to get tested because my sister Raven had the COVID, and the Lord healed her from it. And then his job just constantly, and that test goes up to the nose, so something happened with his nose. And also it made his right side, they put like a balloon in it to build pressure so that it will stop bleeding. And then the other side was bleeding. And we was there trying to stop the bleeding. Yes, and God stopped the bleeding. And my
Thank
dad was
Lord.
Talking. Yeah, all he was talking about was burgers, and he wanted his shave, his face shave, because it was itching. Because he got a beard. Yeah. I know, I can understand that, Dad, you're itching here. Like, you just wanted to stay dog. So he will be 68, Lord willing, next month.
Okay, amen.
Yeah.
Lord, praise the Lord. He's young.
I know. And we were just encouraging each other, hugging each other, Yeah, we just lifting one another up. Because I said we all need each other, and God wants us to work together, and that's what Daddy wants us to work together, because he said that to me. He just wants us all to just get along. We're all grown. So I hear him, and I say, Lord, okay. Because I kept hearing Daddy God's scripture, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. He kept telling me to humble myself when position and pride kept getting up, like some of my siblings would say something, God would have me to, something would happen to cause them to get in line with this beautiful spirit. So I'm going to say it like that. So I thank him that his peace flows through everything in Jesus' name. And we ended up worshiping him. Oh, I'm sorry, in my niece's car. We just was worshiping. We was listening to Jacqueline Carr. Oh, and then you could go. I just wanted to say that part. Bless his holy name.
Amen. And so I was trying to remember how many children your dad had. Your dad
16.
And mom.
It would have been 17, but I was at the hospital. I think when I was 15 and a half, my mom lost one. So it would have been 17 for 16 of us. But now when my brother passed, now it's only 15 of us living. Nine girls and it was seven boys. Now it's only nine girls and six boys.
Okay, well, we praise God. We praise God for such a family and unity, as you said, unity in the family. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, thank you. Thanks for sharing. God bless.
Great. God bless y'all.
Amen. Anyone else? Your lines are open.
Glory to God. I just wanted to say thank God for you, Pastor Mom. And we thank God for you keeping on in Jesus Christ. And we just thank God for you this morning and for you keeping on, and for him keeping on in you. For he truly is an excellent God. And his excellence is shown in your life. And I just wanted to tell you, I love you, Pastor Mom, Apostle, Pastor Catherine. Excuse my voice this morning. I hadn't been talking, so I haven't had my vocal cords exercise this morning or had any tea. But Mom, I love you. I thank God for you and for the word that God ministers through you. And I thank God for you. I just want to say I love you. And keep on keeping on in Jesus.
Amen. We love you too, Pastor. And the girl.
All righty. God bless.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for commenting. Amen. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Sister Carrie. Good morning, everyone. I just thank the Lord for you, Mom. The declarations that we make on Sundays and through the day, how he's taken that and he's strengthened you. I thank you for the strength that he's given you, how you just stay and declare the word of the Lord. And I just bless you today. I was also listening to Sister Minister Rachel, and I just thank the Lord that how he unifies us, you know, all of us and our families and our the body, and also how he leads us. You were talking about path that he leads us and how he just leads us every day as we go. And I just thank the Lord today. Even the children, you know, you was talking about the children. This past week, I heard of children getting baptized on Saturday and how he's taking them and how they're declaring his name. And we just lift him up, and I just thank the Lord for today. Today is a good day, and we just magnify him. And thank you, Mom, for leading us and magnifying and glorifying the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Carrie, for sharing that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Amen. For those who just joined the line, Pastor Mom came today, and she led us in Psalm 8. Hallelujah. So we said Psalm 8 with her today, and then we played the song by Richard Smallwood, the Psalm 8. Just such a blessing, so anointed this morning. And the Lord's just been touching our hearts on that. Praise God. And so we're just hearing from people who want to make any comments or who have any prayer requests today. All the lines are open. You can mute your own line. And so we're giving you a few more moments to say anything. Well, first I'll ask, and then I'll go into what's going on Get 'Em Radio. Does anybody have any comments you want to make with your line open? Okay. I'm going to leave your lines open a little bit longer, so mute yourself. And then I just want to go over and say what's going on Get 'Em Radio. Let's start with next Sunday. Next Sunday is Father's Day. Praise God. June the 20th, Father's Day. Also, there's some birthdays in my family on June the 20th as well. My nephew and his daughter were born on that same day. And so June 20th, next Sunday, we will be here for Father's Day. And we love to have a man to speak on June the 20th. We put some feelers out. And so we're expecting to have a guest speaker on next Sunday coming up for Father's Day, a male speaker. Praise God. So we're looking forward to that. On tomorrow, we have Lunch with Lorraine, our Bible teaching. Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. You know, it's always good. Amen. 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, the 15th, on Tuesday, the 15th, we'll have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and that'll be 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And we're praying in tongues. God is giving us, he's giving us interpretations. After we pray in tongues for an hour, we have four volunteers. We want to encourage you to be a volunteer on this Tuesday. Get in touch with me, text me, let me know you're available, and we'll schedule you to pray in tongues for 15 minutes on Tuesday. Praise God. Wednesday, we don't have our next prophetic healing. On a Wednesday will be the second Wednesday in July, and that's going to be July the 14th. Amen. And we had a wonderful time last Wednesday, which was June the 9th, where people did get healed on the line, and we got some wonderful testimonies of those that we prayed for previously who were healed. Praise God. And so on this Thursday, the 17th of June, we're in the midst of a series called Friends of Get 'Em Radio. And we started off on the 3rd of June with Minister Carey that you just heard speak a few moments ago, making a comment. And then last week we had Evangelist Shirley Taylor who spoke. And then on this Thursday, we have Sister Janza Preston, who is going to speak. And then on next Thursday, we're going to have Reverend Treva from California to speak on the 24th. So praise God. We're looking forward to all that. And as I said again, on next Sunday, it is Father's Day. Come and honor your father, whether he's still here or whether he's gone home to be with the Lord. Amen. And we should have time to open it up and let you all give a comment about your fathers. Praise God. So be prepared for that next week. Glory to God. I think that's all that we have here today. Glory to God. Any other comments? I see a few just came on. If you have any comments, I just opened up everybody's line, so we'll give you a chance to make any comments, questions, or prayer requests before we have Pastor Mom give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Yeah, we are early today. And hopefully it's a beautiful day where you are, wherever you are, as it is in St. Louis. It is absolutely beautiful here today. Amen. Okay? Any last words from anyone? Okay, Pastor Mom, give us.
Well, I've enjoyed you all telling me that you did lack of speech for the day.
Amen.
Thank you for everything and everything. So may the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we ask.
While we're asking.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We've now dismissed. Thank you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. God bless you.